Okay, let's learn Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are up to the words Rav Ashi Amar. Remember, we were discussing last time why it is that a Kohen Bizman Hazeh is allowed to drink, is allowed to grow his hair long and not get a haircut, but he's not allowed to drink wine. If you're worried the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt at any moment, so then he shouldn't be allowed to drink wine because he'll be drunk, he won't be able to do the Avodah, but he should also have to get a haircut every 30 days so that he'll be able to do the Avodah. So Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, no, there's a difference between drinking wine and getting a haircut. See, if he drank wine and then he did the avoda, it would ruin the whole avoda. So it's more of a problem to have a drunk kohen than to have a kohen with long hair. Pre rosh to lo machli avoda lo gazubu rabbanan. But to have long hair, it's wrong to do it. You're not allowed to do the avoda with long hair, but it's not going to be mechalel the avoda. It's not going to ruin the entire avoda. So the rabbanan didn't bother making a gezeira on that. So they asked the gemara, Meisivei, is that really true that a kohen that does the avoda with long hair doesn't ruin the avoda? The elu shehin b'misa, the following things you're chayv misa b'deish for, if a kohen does the avodah shesui yayin while he's drunk, uprue rosh, or with long hair, so bishlam shesui yayin v'hedik sivbuhu yayin v'shecha altei shato v'nech v'losa musu. I understand why drinking wine ruins the avodah, because it says beferish in the pasuk that he's not allowed to drink wine. El uprue rosh minalan. How do I know that if he has long hair, it's going to ruin the avodah? Tichsiv v'rosham lo yigalechu fera lo yishalechu. It says they can't shave their hair, and they can't shave their heads, and they can't grow out their hair long. Uksiv basra. And then right after that it says v'yayin l'yishtu, that kol kohen bivoam el chatzar apnimis. No kohen is allowed to drink wine when he goes into the chatzar apnimis. V'iskush preirosh suyayin. So we compare drinking with growing long hair. So mash suyayin v'misa af preirosh v'misa. Just like someone who drinks is chayv misa, so too a kohen who grows long hair is chayv misa. But from that very same comparison, umina, from that we should also learn imash suyayin demachli avoda af preirosh demachli avoda, that if when someone drinks wine it ruins the avoda, so when he grows his hair it should also ruin the avoda. So the Gemara, according to one version at least in parentheses, has Rav Ashi answering, no, lo ki yitkush lemisu di yitkush avlachuli avoda lo yitkush. The comparison between not getting a haircut and drinking wine is only with regard to the chi of misa of doing the avoda in that state, but not with regard to whether it's mechalel the avoda. So I guess let's go a little further before we make a main point. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi, ha, this halacha that people who have long hair are chayv misa b'dei shemayim if they do the avoda that was taught to us from the fact that we compare long hair to being drunk, mekamei da'asa Yecheskel man amra. We learned this from a pasuk in Yecheskel. Well, before Yecheskel came, how did we know this halacha? This sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. So where did this halacha come from before Yecheskel came along? Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi said back, Ulu Taimech, according to you, I could ask a similar question. Hadam Rav Chista, that which Rav Chista said, that Dover Zeh, the fact that a Kohen who doesn't have a bris mila is not allowed to do avoda, mitoras Moshe lo lemanu, midivrei Kabbalah lemanu. We didn't learn it from anywhere in Chumash. We learned it from Divrei Kabbalah. That's an important concept. Divrei Kabbalah means things that from the Navi, from Pesukim in the Navi. It's also from Pesukim in Yecheskel. Kol ben nechar arel lei va'arel basar lo yavel mikdashi. Pasuk says that anyone who's an arel, anyone who doesn't have a bris mila, is not allowed to go into the base of Mikdash. But hamikamidasi Yecheskel mana mara. I guess that's also an important concept that we ask this question. Well, to make that a concept, before Yecheskel came, where did we know these demons that it refers to in Sefer Yecheskel? Ella Gemara Gamirla Va'asi Yecheskel Va'asmecha Akra. It must have been that we had a tradition Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. Gemara Gamirla, another important concept. Gemara Gamirla means Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. And all Yecheskel did was he made a pasuk that expressed what was already Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. So Achanami, with regard to growing long hair, also Gemara Gamirla Va'asi Yecheskel Va'asmecha Akra was already Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. It's and Yecheskel came and he made an asmachta to the pasuk. So now Rav Ashi concludes his answer that the source of the chi of misa for someone who has long hair that works in the base of Mikdash is not really the hekesh from in Sefer Yecheskel, it was already halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim before that. So ki gemiri halacha l'misa, halacha l'avoda lo gemiri. The halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim that teaches us that someone who has long hair cannot do the avoda only teaches us that he's chayv misa if he does the avoda. It does not teach us that the avoda is pasul if he does it. So let's summarize in the main point over here. Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim teaches, and Yecheskel confirms. Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim teaches, and Yecheskel confirms that prua rosh, again prua rosh means someone who has long hair, is chayv misa. But he is not mechal li avoda. He doesn't ruin the avoda like a drunk Kohen would. Not mechal di avoda like a drunk Kohen. Now, anytime there is a salvation for Klal Yisrael, Chazal or Masakin to make a Yom Tov. Sometimes they made it a Yom Tov just by saying you're not allowed to fast on this day. Sometimes if it was a bigger nace, they said you're also not allowed to give a hesped, a eulogy on this day. And our Mishnah says about this, Kol HaKosel B'Megillas Tainis Dolol L'Mispad, L'Fanav Aser L'Achrav Mutter. Any day that you're not allowed to give a eulogy on, that it was such a celebration, not allowed to give a eulogy on, you're not even allowed to give a eulogy the day before that day, but the day after you are allowed to give eulogy. So the Gemara brings a brisa of Megillas Tainis that starts as follows. Tan Rabbanan, Alin Yomaya, these days that we're about to quote, Delolis Anabahon, that you're not allowed to fast on, Umiktsason, Delolim Ispad Bahon, some of these days are so special, you're not even allowed to give a eulogy on these days. Mereish Yarcha de Nisan Vatman Yabe, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, Itokam Tamida. That's a Yom Tov, because on that day they established the Karban Tamid. So the Chachamim were able to win their battle against the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim wanted to say that an individual is allowed to volunteer and to donate the Karban Tamid. So the Chacham said, no, the Karban Tamid is a Karban Atzibur. It has to be given by the communal funds from the entire Klal Yisrael. Those are the days where the Chacham finally won that battle against the Tzedukim, and that was considered a very big deal. So the Lola Mispid Bahun, you're not even allowed to give a Hespid on those days. The second Chag that we're going to identify, so that's Chag number one that we identify, first 8 days of Nisan. Second Chag we're going to identify, Mitman Yibayat Sof Mada, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, until Chaf Aleph Nisan, Itosav Chaga Tishvuaya. The Zman, the time for the Yontif of Shavuos is established. That's when the Baitusim, who disagreed about the date to establish to celebrate Shavuos, were defeated. So the Chum made a meaning, there was always a debate whether Chag and Shavuos should always be on a Sunday, because Mimachras HaShabbos, we start counting the Omer, the Torah says, from the day after a Shabbos. So the Baitusim understood that that means specifically on a Sunday, or like we say, that it doesn't have to be Mimachras HaShabbos, it just means the day after the first day of Pesach. So Delolim Ispid Bahun, when we won that battle, they decided that we're not going to say a Hesped, you're not allowed to say a Hesped on those days. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, so let's go analyze what we just said. The first 8 days of Nisan is when we won the battle over the Karban Tamid, so that's why you can't say a Hesped. Why does the Brisa have to say that we're not allowed to give a Hesped starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Rosh Chodesh Nisan anyway you're not allowed to give a Hesped because it's Rosh Chodesh. So why don't we say from the second day of Nisan? Rosh Chodesh Gufe Yom Tov Uva Aser. Rosh Chodesh itself is a Yom Tov, so of course it's Aser. So the Gemara answers, Amarav, Lo Nitzricha Elu Lesar Yom Shalafanav. No, because remember we said all of these days that you're not allowed to give a Hesped, you're not even allowed to give a Hesped the previous day. So if we were to only say it starts on the second day of Nisan, then the first day of Nisan would be Asher to give a Hesped, but the 29th day of Adar would be Mutter. So we have to say it starts on the first day of Nisan, teach me that the day before is Asher as well. Because again, the days that we're celebrating, you're not allowed to give a Hesped the day before either. But Rosh Chodesh, you are allowed to give the Hesped the day before Rosh Chodesh. So says Gemara, V'shalfan v'nami typically, Tavli Yom Shalfan Rosh Chodesh. Gemara says, but wait a second. Maybe the day before Rosh Chodesh, anyway, you're not allowed to give a Hesped because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh da'araisu, da'araisu lo'boi chizuk. That's an important concept, da'araisu lo'boi chizuk. Since Rosh Chodesh is a celebration, it's a Yom Tov on a Doraisa level, they didn't have to make this extra stringency that you have to, we observe the celebration an extra day even before as well. Because Doraisas people are going to respect anyway. We don't have to make extra stringencies to protect Dinim Doraisa. We only have to do that to protect Dinim Derabanan. That's the concept. Doraisa lo boy chizika. Din Doraisa doesn't require any extra chizik. It's strong enough without us adding extra things to it. So the Gemara brings a proof to that svara, to this idea, Ditanya, Hayam me'ilik haksuvim b'megillas tainis, these days that it says in Megillas tainis, that you're not allowed to fast on, and that you're not allowed to give a hesped on, lefneim l'achreim asurim, the days before and the day after them are also asur. Shabbosos yom tovim, hein asurin, lefneim l'achreim mutarin. But when it comes to Shabbos and Yantif, you're not allowed to fast on those days, but the day before Shabbos, the day after Shabbos, the day before Yantif, the day after Yantif, you are allowed to. Umah hefresh bin zel lezeh. So why is it that we distinguish? Why is it by the days in Megillas Tainis we don't let you fast the day before or after either, but on Shabbos and Yantif we do let you fast the day before and after? Very simple. Halalu divrei Torah, v'divrei Torah, ein tzrichin chizik. Halalu divrei Sofrim, v'divrei Sofrim, tzrichin chizik. The difference is, those things that are Yom Tov and Midah Raisa don't need any extra help, and therefore, you're allowed to fast the day before and after. But those things that are only Derabbanan, you're not allowed to fast the day before and after, because we make it extra chizik. So, let's make a couple of main points over here. First main point is that first eight days of Nisan, battle of the Tamid, of the Karban Tamid was won. So we don't fast or eulogize. Second main point, day before celebrations of Megillas Tainis, the day before celebrations of Megillas Tainis are also celebrated by not fasting or eulogizing, but day before Shabbos and Yantif and Rosh Chodesh, the day before Shabbos, Yantif, and Rosh Chodesh, you can fast. You're allowed to fast because Doraisa lo bo yichizik. Things that are minat Torah don't require any extra strengthening. People know that it's strong already. So that's that important concept, Doraisa lo bo yichizik. Now, what was the second set of days we said was included in Megillas Tainis? Amar Mar. We said that Mitmanya Bey ad Sof Moada, from the eighth day until of Nisan until after Pesach. So Yitosav Chag Deshvuaya, we won the battle over Chag Shavuos to Lo LeMisvad, and that's why we don't say a Hesped. So Gemara says, Lamli at Sof Moed. Why does the Brice have to mention all the way until the end of Pesach? Lema Adam Moed Umoed Gufei Yom Tov Uva Aser. Just say until Pesach. And of course on Pesach you're not allowed to give a Hesped. You're not allowed to fast. It's Pesach. It's already a Yom Tov. So Amrav Papa Kedam Rav Lo Nitzrucha The reason that it has to say until the end of Pesach is to tell me that even the day after Pesach is usher to give a hesped. So the final main point over here, from 8th of Nisan till last day of Pesach, no fasting or eulogizing. And also the day after Pesach. Great, so that is Daf Yud Zayin. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph from the word Kiman.